a continuation of my interview, Kendra Payton, with Vicki Sears. Okay, Vicki.
Okay, I don't know why I didn't think of this when we were talking about the basketball state champions, but there was, and I'm sure you've heard this already, Lincoln Place, LAC, Lincoln Athletic Club. It was called the LAC. And it was in a little building over on Niedring House. And it was, you had to belong to the club to go. And my father used to tend bar there. I mean, he belonged to the club, yeah. But he used to tend bar. And my my mother's sister, who when she got married, they lived in East St. Louis, and they would come over here all the time, and my uncle would go down to the LAC with my dad, and we would be at, stay at my house, and my cousins and I would always call my dad at the bar, and this is one of the silly kid jokes that you do. Do you have Prince Albert in a can? And my dad would say, hey, you guys, you know, every time he would the same thing. He knew who it was. He would go along with our joke and say, you know, and it was just one of the silly things. But the LAC did a lot for the young men down here. It was, I have to say, the LAC was very chauvinistic, but that was a time when that's the way things were.
Right.
You know, just like my grandfather and all his friends were in the living room and the women had to be in the kitchen.
Right.
That was the way it was. But the LAC did a lot of things for the young men down here. They had basketball teams. I mean, they had sports things that they had somebody that coached the young man and helped them and everything. And that was a very, very positive thing.
Yeah. Now I went and thanked you for doing this interview, and we've had all kinds of things come up since we turned the tape over now. So
well, I'm sorry.
Hey, that's
I'm a mixed up person, so.
Me too. Talking about the basketball team, how many of the guys that were from Lincoln Place that were on the basketball team are still living today?
Only one that I know of, and I can't right now think of his name, but I remember he was at that meeting.
Okay. It seems like there were two.
There were three.
Okay, but it seems like there were two that are still living. I think there was another name.
Yeah, well, Danny Eftimoff just died in the past year.
Okay.
And he moved to Chicago. He was living in Chicago.
Okay.
And Andy Phillips just died in the last year, and he was living out in California.
Okay.
So and there are two. Hagopian.
Mm-hmm.
Hagopian is the And then whoever this other man that was at that meeting, I don't remember. I don't know who he was. I don't know his name. So there are two that are still alive.
Okay, we were talking about the 1940 state basketball championship team and the guys that were from Lincoln Place that played on the team, and we realized that John Markarian and Andrew Hagopian are the two that are still left alive, but we had mentioned off tape there were two others.
Two others, Danny Eftimoff,
okay,
who moved to Chicago many, many years ago. He passed away in the last year, and also Andy Phillips, who was a member of that team, just passed away this last year. I believe Andy Phillips played pro ball.
Yeah, that seems like something I've heard.
And he just passed away.
Okay.
Within probably 6 months, maybe a little longer.
Okay. And these other two are probably getting up in age, and the memories that they have are precious right now.
Yeah, they are. Yeah. I don't know John Markarian, but I know Andrew Hagopian. He's Huggy. He's always been Huggy. He's just always been very, very nice man. Never never hesitates to say hello, knows my name, calls me by name, you know. That's the kind of thing that you had down here.
Right.
Everybody remembers you. Everybody knew you, your family, and, you know, your whole family and how everybody was, and everybody always cared.
Yeah, as part of that family bond that grew.
Yeah, and unfortunately now you tend to see these people more at funerals.
Yeah.
But, of course, as we all know, funerals are a time when everybody talks about the old times.
Right.
And so that's always kind of another reunion kind of thing,
right,
for people.
And a lot of memories are brought up of,
yeah,
past of those people and others who were related and tied with those people. Okay.
Okay.
We can stop now because we got a lot of information. I'll thank you once again for taking the time.
You're welcome. I'm very happy to do it.
Thank you.
I think this is an exciting thing.
Yes, it is.